Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Hello and welcome to Click It or Ticket, Scarface Edition. I'm Pete Mutino.
Oh, I'm Nick Schaefer. Enjoying the tunes, which I think would not be too far out of place from a Sonic the Hedgehog from the Sega Genesis era.
Not pop punky enough. And to my left is Glenn Marshall.
No, it's not.
Oh my God!
This is Christian Mutino, the Drop Master.
Then who's
filling in for Glenn?
Yeah, what happened?
Dropping?
What happened to Glenn?
More.
Glenn, if you're out there somewhere, give us a sign.
Glenn, is that you?
For some of our stupider listeners, if you haven't figured this out, Glenn is doing drops tonight, and Christian is talking. Glenn was just too tired from his day of scrubbing the floor with felons. So
yeah, for like 2 hours.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do your job.
Slugheads.
You know,
drop happy Glenn Marshall.
Yeah.
Over here.
At least I don't have to worry about you stealing my job.
Or do you, Glenn?
So for the next 50 episodes, Christian and Glenn will be swapped.
This will happen every 50 episodes until our demands are met.
Pete, what would the rest of your demands be?
More click it or ticket, obviously.
Besides that?
Dick measuring.
A Jets Super Bowl?
No, they don't deserve it.
This is coming
quite frankly.
Can you tell us about, you come from a family of pretty big football fans, but you yourself were not one until recently.
No, because the baseball season sucked, so I was like, I'm going to pick a football team that's even worse.
Was that the first year in your lifetime the Yankees didn't make the playoffs?
Yeah. No.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah. No, well, when I was younger, they sucked when I first started watching them.
That's true. So then you were born with low expectations. See, I was raised on watching watching the Bulls, and they just won every year
by a lot.
And now I'm just spoiled as hell.
We both are relics of a dynasty.
Yeah, we're dinosaurs of a bygone era.
Exactly.
Would you like to know more?
About dinosaurs?
I'd like to learn more about Christian. Christian, you haven't actually gotten to communicate in non-drop form, really.
I have a couple times, but never like this. I've never actually been...
Not like this?
There we
see,
go.
I still talk with the drops. I don't...
it's like riding a bike.
So if Pete is Billy Mays, are you the slap chop guy?
No, see, I'm like, when Billy Mays dies, when Peter dies, I'll be that guy who was on Pitchman with him, who's now going to do all those commercials.
Who's that guy?
I don't know
the
his
other
name.
Pitchman. Apparently he was famous beforehand, but I don't buy that.
What does he sell?
Neither do I buy his products.
I don't know. I actually saw him today advertising this thing that unclogs your sink drain. And I'm assuming they made it after Billy Mays died, and that's like why he's doing it.
Yeah, I don't really trust. I don't know if I can trust again, though, because I trusted Billy Mays.
Never bought his shit, but damn did I trust him.
Yeah, I trust him. But now that he's dead, I don't know if I can ever trust again.
Like if I had a credit card... Ever, like, that would have been awesome.
I can't get a credit card. I keep getting rejected because I don't have a credit score. And you know how they used to, like, hound you with, you know, you've been pre-approved for whatever, like, you who have no credit rating. Now they actually, like, care and actually check your credit rating, and I, like, can't get a card.
Well, so, once you move into your own place, you'll get a credit rating.
But I can't build a credit score.
See, I don't even know, like, what a credit score really means.
Who keeps track of that?
I don't know.
Just they?
Like, I don't know what, like, how, what's the score? Like, what's the best score? Zero?
Well, that guy from the from those commercials years ago said
his was 720.
I'm thinking of a number. It's my credit score.
Dude, and then there was that one where they switched it up. I got so used to that commercial every time. What's my credit score? You know, it happens to be 720 or whatever. But one of them is like, I'm thinking of a number. Do you know what it is? It's 5 million. And it was based on the amount of people who had logged onto the website and been satisfied or something. But it was very shocking the first time he said 5 million.
And it's funny because that number sounds big, but it's dwarfed by any sort of porn site. People satisfied by their website.
Dwarf porn site? You heard it here first, folks. Good dwarf times. Porn. Here on Click It or Ticket.
I miss Glenn.
Really?
She changed the access codes.
Glenn, how comfortable...
Christian changed the access codes. Glenn's trying to communicate with us.
How comfortable do you feel behind that computer?
Glenn, if you're still alive, drop twice.
Not like this.
Oh, good. He's still alive.
Glenn, I know you have a lot of hobbies, but I hear it's you're really good at funny. One of them. Well, which one is that?
There's one thing that you're
oh, he's like, exceptional.
There we go.
Quicker than I would have thought.
Yeah, and as long as he gets what I want, in a, he can take a little
but
while.
But this is going to improve both of your jobs. See, you're going to get better now because you've sat in Glenn's seat.
We are
now.
Measuring your dick and Christian's dick, Glenn.
And you're going to know what it's like now to be hoping for a drop.
Your e-dick.
And how satisfying it is when it comes through. Glenn now Cast is going to see dick. That it's a little harder than he thought.
Okay, well, you need to stop
eating. I think Glenn will get the hang of it quick. Plus, I'm going to need a replacement. Since
oh,
I
yeah, that's true.
Awesome.
The podcast is going to be going through some severe changes over the next, I guess, couple weeks. People,
yeah.
Send your resumes to and@pclinic.com.
Exactly.
We're looking for a new drop master who is willing to live on the floor in the corner of a shitty apartment.
With
the
next, club sauce.
With slash club? Commute to Darien for a little while.
Yeah, for probably a couple months or so.
Or maybe they even live in Darien.
Maybe, but we won't find out until they email their resumes to and@pclinic.com. If you show your breasts in the photos, that can only help. Unless, wait, Christian, are you?
No, it'll a little, but
it'll definitely help. What the hell are you guys talking about?
Well,
you're going to turn down the breast girl?
I'm not turning him down, but it's being
We're
sent to Christian,
them.
And
might
I can't
well
speak for Christian.
Girl.
Oh, yeah, you we will not be paid. You will not be paid.
You'll be paid by showing us your breasts.
No, you get paid 10% of this show's revenues.
I would.
Glenn.
Zero.
Admitting he will absorb all the sums.
Headshots are mandatory.
Breast shots.
Breast
are
shots are optional, but
your pick gets ours. ASL viewers
want to trade
Listen,
picks.
That's the wanted ad
to me.
So, Christian, you were in Maryland this weekend.
Yes, I was. I came back today.
The crab state.
I did not eat any crab when I was there.
What did you do?
Well, I go to my buddy's farm down there to fire guns, ride motorcycles, have a good time.
Woo, motorcycles. Yeah.
So you just. For one weekend, you live as Southerners do every day.
Yes, and it's fantastic. I must say, it's very relaxing.
So, what kind of guns did you shoot?
Well, actually, this time when I went down there, they were having a big.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. I know Christian is a worldwide super sensation, but
I thought they were just applauding my excellent interviewing.
No.
Well, I was happier when I thought that, Pete.
They were interviewing us together. Well, applauding us together.
Glenn, applauding my new sadness.
Christian making a huge splash. He's already so popular.
So okay for you, dude.
Studio audience going nuts. We're taking this recording from a live studio audience. I'm afraid to talk now because Glenn's got his finger on the button. That button. So
the slide button.
So what is the best gun you have ever shot and why?
Well, I don't know. They're also it's Apple's.
Well, I'm just listing questions I got on like the state mastery tests during elementary
school. That's really up in the air. I'm not a huge gun enthusiast. I love shooting them, but
what do you shoot at?
Whatever we can find, really. If it will look cool when we
living
shoot it,
things?
Then we'll shoot it. But we'll also shoot targets and and cattle. Lots and lots of cattle. No. Goats are off limits.
You know, I've never fired a gun in my entire life.
Nor have I.
Really? Yeah. You know, when I went to school in the South, and so that like upset and weirded out a whole bunch of people. Most people,
Don't
it's just
do it.
It's the norm that you fired a ton of guns. Meanwhile, when I went to England, most of those people assumed that I owned like 5 or 6 guns.
Interesting. Slugheads.
Well, because they have no guns over there.
Yeah, I feel like us in the northern United States here are in this really weird limbo between Europe and the southern United States, who demand that we love Jesus more than we want to, and that we love the United States more than we want to. Meanwhile, Europe wants us to be more, sort of liberal, be a little bit more less sanitary. You know, that sort of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Trying to negotiate
that middle
ground.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I don't care about negotiating it, though. Whoever, like, assumes whatever region you're from that you should have fired a gun or shouldn't have. You know what? Basically, both England and the South can just, you know, suck it. When it comes to me.
Disgusting.
When it comes to me.
So you want to be filleted by the entire southern United States and the nation of England.
Do you imagine how cool that would be? Well, it's England. They have a lot of ugly chicks, but the South.
Would you want them to line up, or would you want them to like fight for it? Because your dick might get wounded in the struggle.
It's a trap.
If they fight for it, there might be like that might incite a war of sorts because America versus England, and we have to back up our other states.
The South doesn't need our help to fight England.
I don't know.
Also, if they fight for it, they're going to be tired afterward, and then it's just it's not going to live up to the standards.
Yeah,
you
but
want.
Then it can like just mount up. You know, you can do what you want.
That's true.
Because then they can't fight you off. You know what I mean?
Can't argue that.
It's true. You can't. Glenn, what do you think?
Disgusting.
You already said that.
It's God, Glenn is so boring. Wow. He started doing the drops. I miss the old Glenn. The Glenn who could talk.
Sadly, we lost
I
that man.
Too.
This actually isn't an arbitrary swapping for one episode. Glenn actually had his voice box ripped out by an angry transsexual prostitute.
But we used all the money we've made up to this point in the podcast. Pay for a transplant. So now we're broke again.
So now Glenn is a.
That's what you sound
mute,
like now, Glenn.
A mute transsexual.
Now that your throat is gone.
The best
and
kind
you have
of
like a weird robot box talking for you. You sound like Megatron.
Oh, I saw G.I. Joe last night.
How was that?
It was fucking hilarious. It was the first movie I've seen in a long time that was a bad action movie that was fully aware that it was a bad action movie and embraced it. Because Alien vs. Predator and Van Helsing, for example, both tried to be comedies and tried to be tried to provide depth and character development where there clearly was just no room for it. And
G.I. Joe just did not do that. No character development at all.
It was like,
or it's just poorly done.
It was blatant lip service. Like for example, one of the Wayans brothers loves some redheaded chick. So first conversation, which takes 10 seconds, she says emotions, she's supposed to be a genius. And so she says emotions aren't quantifiable, so they don't exist. Next conversation, he says something reassuring to her, and then she smiles at him. And then he goes off to save the world at the end, and she gives him a kiss. So that was like a total of 25 seconds of interaction between 2 hours of action sequences. So it was just... Very, very.
But I don't think that's so much awareness of.
Well, either they were aware of it or they were colossally stupid.
That's what I think. It sounds like it was just thrown in. It's
either
like,
way,
one story.
Either way, it worked out perfectly because we saw.
Then again, I'm a pessimist.
So you're saying this? It was good.
No. Some of the action sequences were cool to look at, and it's very funny and amusing, and everything you want to happen does.
You know, I don't think I've seen an action movie that's come out like all the way throughout, like in. The past 4 years, unless you count Wicker Man or Knowing. Basically, I've seen every Nicolas Cage action movie. But that's it. Besides that, my action movie repertoire doesn't go past like 1992. I'm also driving really fast.
And the car just blew up.
He told you not to put the bees in his eyes.
But like, did
he
you
warned you.
Did you see Alien vs. Predator?
I saw it.
Parts of it.
Would you... I mean,
oh, wait, there were two, though.
I didn't see the second one.
I saw the first one, and MVP I saw the second
one. I know the second one came out on Christmas Day for all those people who loved it.
What's the one where Alien fought the Predator?
The thing is, with Alien vs. Predator, there was probably out of the two...
Weren't they in Alaska?
Antarctica.
Boss, the island moved.
Out of the 2 hours or so of the movie, called Aliens vs. Predator, there's maybe... 35 seconds of aliens fighting predators. It's
what's the rest of it?
Like people looking at each other furtively in hallways, being like, "This is bad."
Yelling, "It's a maze!" And trying to find their way out of this pyramid.
Oh, when they like,
it's a maze.
And then they find like the alien eggs, and like, what is this?
Yeah,
like,
what is this egg-shaped mucusy object?
Every alien movie will have a facehugger scene, regardless of how many times they used it.
See, those kind of movies I void from my mind. I really cannot retain anything that happens in those.
They have a female.
I see what you're doing, Glenn, and I like it. Promoted.
They have a female protagonist who keeps reasserting her skill and expertise. Just verbally dropping hints that she's an expert constantly.
She's an expert what?
Ice hiker thing. You saw the movie.
Yeah,
why
but I'm telling you, I void this from my mind. I don't want to remember that I saw it. I just know that I did.
And this is why you don't do well in school. All those tests about ABP.
That's why you do anything, right? Just to say that you've done it.
Yeah.
You got to learn.
Aha, I caught you. How shallow.
How did you catch me? What were you using?
Glenn, I don't know. What was I using?
Pod clap?
To catch Christian.
Peenies.
Good enough to allow.
This is Glenn is more articulate with the drops than without. I got to say.
Okay for you, dude.
His vocabulary is greatly expanded.
I am invincible.
Do you bet there's no job that says fuck 80 times? No, I'm kidding.
Glenn. Get your big butt back in the house.
Speaking of Glenn, Glenn actually had a request. He wanted me to speak for him once he knew his voice box would be removed by the tranny. He asked me to mention that
shit just got real.
Today he was at the beach. Well, we all were, but when I think of beach, I think of that sound.
don't do it.
Chicks in bikinis.
He said he overheard conversations of parents talking to children, and that he overheard that there were three kids at the beach today, and that they were named Wilder, Scout, and Brayden.
Brayden's the best. Not to be confused with Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Actually, scratch that. To be confused. Confuse this guy with Raiden as we elaborate.
So he's Raiden with a B. So he has lightning powers, and what does a B stand for?
Not
bees?
Like
bonus.
He has the power of bees.
He's like the bonus, Jonas.
Wait, Glenn, what does the B stand for? Oh, the bees. I was looking for bingo.
What if Raiden had the power of bees as well?
Bee lightning? Go be lightning.
Would that be bees that can move as fast as lightning? Would it be that he could send?
No, there'd be electric bees, definitely.
Electric bees.
Like that's my man. He already shoots like, I don't know, unless he could somehow replace like the lightning flowing through his body with insect power, like a plasmid in BioShock. But I don't see that happening. However, I don't know why you name your kid Brayden. I mean, it's like the kid's doomed to like light Guster.
Can you say the name of these kids again?
Or pitch for the Rangers. Wilder, Scout, and Brayden. Scout,
are they being raised to be cowboys?
I guess Scout is a horrible name, but at least you could say, "Oh, well, it's from To Kill a Mockingbird,"
I was
or whatever.
About to say, have you ever read that book?
Wilder, is that after Gene or
change
Thornton?
Your life,
Gene Wilder, I guess.
They really Gene love Wilder. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
So that means Gene I was talking to Glenn Hackman? About this. I was talking about Glenn about this. He wasn't talking back because his voice box has been removed. But we were sitting in the car, and he can still drive, and I was like, "This means." That their baby was born. The woman went through 9 months of pregnancy and like
after intercourse,
like 12 to 24 hours of labor or so, and then is holding her newborn baby in her arms and is talking to her husband, and they're like, "What should we call him?" And then she's like, "I know, Wilder. It's like free and wild." And her husband, see, answer. I don't believe this story. I don't believe this kid actually exists because any man would hit her with the butt of a pistol.
No,
and
I saw
fucking
the
stupid.
No, because the father. Listens to Guster. And if you listen to Guster, this becomes totally acceptable. Guster poisons the mind. You must understand this. If you think Goldfly is a good album,
so if Guster
you and I need to have a talk.
If Guster poisons the mind, then what does OAR do?
What? That's just shitty music.
Oh, what about shit? What's another horrible band?
Because Guster has some decent melodies.
Dave Matthews Band.
Exactly. The reason why it's acceptable for these people to name their kids stuff like Brayden is because, you know, they say bro a lot and they like play GameCube and shit.
Yeah, well,
and they
don't
like have kids.
They don't feel like having an N in Brandon.
They just like never left the dorm room, you know?
And apologies to listener Brandon, but like, come on, Brandon was fucking pushing it already.
Brandon?
I don't see a problem with Brandon.
It's like Brendan, but with an A.
Good point.
I actually think Brandon's a better name than Brandon.
Really?
Yeah.
Could that be shaped by the Brendans and Brandons that you've known?
You can't.
No, not necessarily. I always thought Brendan sounded like kind of like a cop out version of Brandon, even though I know it's the other way around. But
you know
Brandon
what, right.
has, it sounds
Brandon,
a bit fiercer.
Brandon's better. Brendan.
Brendan sounds kind of like I don't know. Brendan's maybe, like your name might as well be Chris.
Yeah, and maybe this is the English student of words in me. But when I hear Brendan, for whatever reason, I think of bread.
See, Brandon, you think it would be more like that because then you hear like Bran, and then you're like,
No,
because
then you're
about that, but you can't help it.
Then you're
it.
Listening to meanings, not sounds. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying,
Brandon.
But
like Brad,
I
also. Brad is a.
Fresh.
All right, three names that suck: Brad, and Brent.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't say Brent.
Well, Brent, yeah.
Brent is appalling.
Yeah.
But Brad is cool because it can be short for a cooler name, like Bradley or Bradford. Oops.
I like how... actually, you're right. You're right. Scratch that. Brad's cool. All right. But Brent and Brendan, can we all agree?
Do not like.
I
Not a fan.
I think the richer you are, the stupider your name can be. Yeah, it isn't necessarily.
I agree with that.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Just how seen you are.
I mean, I think smart people who have a sense of humor will give their kids weird middle names, but like a normal, passable first name. Because then you can be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm Jacob Poseidon, whatever.
It's better to have like a much more ridiculous first name than a last name, though.
Well, you know,
I feel like
Glenn is shaking his fist at me.
Because who cares if your name is like Tooth Jaw or something? Like,
probably Tooth Jaw cares.
Tooth Jaw is seriously offended.
That's a cool name, isn't it? I came up with that today.
I think no, but see, weird middle names sound so good because you could be like Casper Tooth Jaw. You know, whatever.
Oh, I know, but it's so played out.
But it sounds like a nickname, and then it sounds like powerful and dangerous.
But when you have the last name, like Cunts. Like
Rusty Cunts?
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
I can hear the announcers like getting nervous when they start to say his name.
At least
he's the first base coach for the Royals.
At least a rusty cunt isn't a loose cunt, you know?
That's true.
It's all tightened up and you can't really open it.
It's a trap!
Just, you know, a lot of other stuff is getting in there. Exactly. It's an STD trap.
Yeah, I don't want to get tetanus in my dick.
Or anywhere else for that matter.
I think the first time... What? Oh, Ryan's holding up fingers. You're not Christian, so I don't know what those... Christian, could you translate the... Oh, 20. We're 21 minutes. Oh,
yeah, 21 minutes.
Ah,
21.
You think your bullets can hurt him?
Time flies by when Christian is not doing drops.
Christian, what drop would you play right now if you could?
If you had your precious, precious drop board.
I miss my drop board.
You're not so powerful without your drop board.
Yeah, we should have played this whole thing off like Christian was dying to do the drops and we're like withholding him.
Yeah, like.
It's like a torture fest.
Where's my. Oh, there we go. Yeah, like we're. Like he's Drop Master, the superhero, and we're villains and we have him like.
Well, I already am a villain on the show. Apparently.
I'll be.
Yeah, it's true.
Christian.
What the hell's. Christian.
Where?
Who is Chris Young?
What can't hurt
drop
me?
Drop guy. Oh.
Oh, yeah, he does drops. Yeah, but the reason Christian's going to be going.
How about I give you the finger and you give me my phone call?
That's the first time I've heard the full thing.
Yeah,
since...
I don't like the phone call part, so I always cut it off. You evil son of a bitch.
If you cut it off, we can have
Glenn
time
is,
for dick measure.
Glenn is abusing the drop board that you've come to know and love.
I know.
Thank you.
It's like I'm watching someone I love be sexually assaulted.
It's arousing, but also horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to know more?
More so arousing.
It's okay for you, dude.
But then once you nut, the horror sinks in.
Don't do it.
I have a tattoo that says that.
No, because I know how you feel about tattoos.
It's true.
Because I listened to episode 44 or whatever it was.
Ladies, it's a turnoff.
But Christian's actually going to be returning to school where you study...
Finance.
Is that... All right, because I studied.
We interviewed another finance major on the show. Didn't end well.
Oh yeah, he was really fucking boring.
Steven?
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
Fuck you, Steven.
Inaugural guest doing.
Steven's really funny normally. That's why I was so pissed that he was so boring on the show.
But then we listened to it and it actually turned out great. They all turn out great.
Yeah, when I'm doing it, I'm always feeling like.
See, doing this is a living hell for us. We do it for all of you.
Yeah,
Click it or ticket.
We hate this.
We podcast for your sins.
But how did you? Because I studied English because. I couldn't.
He's wearing a shirt that says England right now, too, so you know he's not bluffing.
But I couldn't think of anything else that I could put up with for like 2 or 3 years. So that was kind of what I did, that in history. How did you wind up doing finance? And I realize I'm doing the getting to know you questions and what I've known
it's
for years,
prank!
But...
Well, I mean...
I don't even know what made him decide.
I mean, there's a lot of math involved in finance, and it's also like knowing the stock market, which I know, and like I...
You
have,
know the stock market.
Well, I mean, I've always followed it. Like, I'm very fascinated by it.
In the morning at the Mutino household, when the newspaper came, Pete would open the sports section, and Christian would open the marketplace.
Then I'd hide in my room and read the Arts and Leisure and cry.
With your dad pounding on the door.
And make art.
Saying you're not my son.
But not very leisurely. Exactly.
And I also always had a thing for math, so I figured, you know, like, why not? And plus, I mean, of course, it's like it's where the money is, and...
And if you wanted to do math, but you didn't want to do really abstract stuff like math or do engineering, I guess that's kind of where that leaves you.
Yeah, no, I thought about engineering as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, I weighed my options. I mean, I originally wanted to be a teacher.
Teacher of math?
I wanted to teach history.
Oh.
I really like history.
I feel like people who want to teach history. Pete, you wanted to be just an actor since whatever, right?
Well, it was actually kind of a relatively recent development. It's not like since I was like two, I wanted to be an actor, you know.
But the thing is, I think a lot of people who want to be an actor before the age of 10 burn out on it and like hate it.
Yeah, I didn't even consider it till I auditioned for like a high school play. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Your dad didn't even let you know what it was until you were like 14 and
I knew what it was. No,
our dad used to take us to the
theater. My dad likes theater.
So gay.
Really?
Yes.
We always joked that.
Well, we were joking, Nick. I wish you wouldn't besmirch my good father's name.
You also
on
wept,
the podcast.
You also wept into my lap that all your father cared about was footballs. Not football, but the actual object.
Oh, he loves them.
He does. Like, the object is, well, who could disagree? Go Jets.
Your dad would. He'd say go Giants.
Oh, yeah. We never finished that subject about how Peter
decided to become a football fan.
Yes. And then,
which is actually very liberating.
Because sports fandom is such a... In you know, you don't. I feel like you don't choose because for a while,
like it's some inane thing.
The White Sox were
have to like a team from the start. No, because sometimes you come to a game late and you are forced to make a decision.
Yeah, but there,
which was actually very liberating.
When you
it was a fresh start.
Was that what happened?
You still try it.
You went to a game and
oh no,
oh.
I just looked at the teams and I picked the logo I think looked the sleaziest. And like on other factors, I'm like, who's their quarterback? And they just got Brett Favre. I'm like, all right, so they have like the seasoned vet quarterback is like 35.
Yeah.
They had a couple like guys with really weird like possible like felony charges to get dropped. They looked really thug. They're they had like, some thug ass names. DeBrickashaw Ferguson, obviously being the best name I'd ever seen. A lot of things weighed into it.
I like how
better
it's
than incognito.
It's the New York area, something.
Because the first time I heard DeBrickashaw, the sports announcers were really uncomfortable with it and they said DeBrickshaw. And I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. But then when they put in DeBrickashaw, that was the best
then
part.
Shit just got real.
Shit did just get real. But like I said, for being a White Sox fan, it's because my dad was. I always watched them. And my mom was a Yankee fan. So for a while, I kind of like rooted for both. And then I switched. I just kind of found myself rooting for the White Sox, even though I didn't want to, in a way. And then they couldn't win. They couldn't win. They couldn't win. So I was like, I'm going to try to root for another team. And I just couldn't fucking do it. So how did you... Like, I couldn't pick a team to
you
root
see,
for.
You see, your dad would come in while you were sleeping and whisper White Sox stats into your ear. White Sox, White
Sox. You know, Harold Baines hit 3 home runs the day my sister was born?
After intercourse.
yes, he did have intercourse.
Harold Baines fucked mad sluts and then hit mad dingers.
I thought you meant his sister did the day she was born.
She was born after she had intercourse in the womb.
Why would I assume that off the bat? Sorry.
Are you guys saying you didn't know my older sister's birthday and Harold Baines' career game log?
I'm not
How
saying...
How dare you?
It's actually what I'm not saying.
I banish you from this podcast.
But
you can't do that. You're in the band.
It's best solo podcast.
It's true. Oh, we're getting the Zeke Heil and the
We're getting the 30 Rock here.
So anything... Well, what we're
no,
talking
no,
about...
No, no, no.
Let's finish up what we're talking about.
But here. You picked your team. How you just did it based on Brett Favre and sleazy logo?
Oh, not even sleazy logo. Basically, what I knew is like every football outfit was really gaudy and stupid, and then there were a bunch of teams. There were only two teams with two colors, and green and white was disgusting. Disgusting, disgusting. And they're the shitty New York team. So it's kind of like the Mets, but they used to be really good.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I always equate the Jets with the Mets in my head, except they have the history of winning like the third Super Bowl ever, and they have like Joe Namath.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess the NFL was just getting big when the Mets started existing, so.
Yeah, so it's different. I don't know.
Plus, I mean, they don't even have their own stadium.
You know what? Maybe I'm supporting what you
that
said.
That makes them pretty sleazy.
I'm supporting what you said initially.
What was that?
It's an inane thing that's already hard-rooted. I was a Jets fan my whole life. I just didn't realize it till now.
Oh, I used to be an Eagles fan.
Do you mean innate?
And a Patriots fan.
You mean inane and innate as well. It's just sort of like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
English
it's
major.
Both. No, it's absolutely both.
Hey, Nick, act for me. It sucks.
Don't do it.
I used to be a pretty good actor. I don't do it.
Don't do it.
What?
Or are you talking to me?
But Eric just called me and asked me to act in something.
He was lying. We were just trying to make you happier.
He's just gonna invite me over and then pour lava on me, isn't he?
Yep.
Shit.
Well,
you know what?
Lava.
That's the way I want to go though. Boiling in lava.
Who doesn't?
Christian, do you have any words to send us out on?
Yeah, we came into this podcast pushing it to the limit.
I am an FBI agent.
Who's? Well,
you
am
have
I
a
supposed?
Gift, my friend.
Is that supposed to put me to sleep or what?
I can only speak through drops. This is like the end of
you
my
Christian,
run.
Christian, say goodnight to our
I'm slowly changing back into the
right,
computer.
Christian,
that
Christian
I
you have 10
do.
Seconds, and it's going to be only you for these last 10 seconds of the podcast. But what you got to do is talk to our listeners as if you're talking them in. Good night, everyone. Here's Christian.
Good night, everybody. I'm sure you had a great day. But don't worry. You're going to wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be great. You sleep well. I love you.